The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we begin the second hour of the National Intel Report. Today is the seventh day of January 2021. They go back to the phones here and talk to Chance in West Virginia. Make it kind of fast there, Chance. I got two more behind you. I've had people on hold for a long time. Right. I need to catch up here.
Steve, at this time, be very careful of who you trust. If they don't mention internationalist bankers, Zionists, Satanists, the Kabbalah, or the dual citizenship of all our politicians, then run. If they blame only China, the Muslims, etc., they're not to be trusted because they have you chasing ghosts. And we can't have these people do this foolish crap now. And for those of us who just want to talk, I say then step the hell aside and get the hell out of the damn way. And you got these hosts, some hosts, I'm not going to mention names, who interrupt and hush those well-meaning patriot callers who see the very unpleasant facts. And they hush them up. I say, then go flip burgers instead with their wimpy asses, because this is no time anymore. I mean, I'm not trying to get everybody riled up, but this is do or die point, now or never. And talk is not going to cut it anymore. So to those who don't have the stomach, I say, get the hell out of the way. Don't stand in our way. Go bake cookies or go flip burgers. Get away. And Steve, thank you for letting me say my piece, and God bless you.
Thank you, Chance, as always. Thank you for chiming in. This is your network, people. This is your voice. It's the only network I know you can call in and actually vent and talk about this and that. And this network's for you. It's why we're here, and to talk about issues. And I know everybody right now is very, very angry. I'm very angry. I'm calm now for some reason. I don't know. I'm just calm right now. But I'm sure I'll go through stages of grief, the five stages of grieving here. And then I'll be back on my feet again, and I'll come up with a new plan of what I'm going to do. And I'm sure you will do the same. I'm going to go back to the phones here and Canada. We're going out to Canada. Layla in Canada, you're on the show.
Yeah, hi, Steve. This is almost like a repeat nightmare for me. I've spent my whole life mourning the loss of the life I should have had in my homeland in Palestine that was taken over. It's a very regrettable time, but regrettable is a very minor word. I'm thinking of Scalia. Can you imagine if Scalia had not been murdered? When the Supreme Court folded, I thought, that's it. It's all over.
I'm glad you said that, Layla. I'm glad you said it right. He was murdered. Another cover-up, scam.
As I recall, his body was rushed out of the state, and there was no post-mortem done in either the state or anywhere. It reminded me of JFK. And it's the same.
Do you know what the death of Scalia reminded me? You know what the death of Scalia reminded me of, Layla? The death of Scalia reminded me of that movie, The Pelican Brief. Do you remember The Pelican Brief, where they got they killed one of the Supreme Court justices? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was Hume Crone. That's what that reminded me of. I said they took out Scalia.
Yeah, well, they knew they had to destroy the Supreme Court's power.
That's right.
They had to neuter it. And the only other person that I think might have had the backbone to stand up and perhaps object might have been Clarence Thomas. Or is it Thomas Clarence? I can't remember his name.
That's Clarence
exactly,
Thomas.
But yeah, Clarence Thomas. I remember he, I can't remember what the issue was, but I remember he was one dissenting voice that sounded like he was respecting the Constitution on a particular issue.
Right.
So, yeah, the death of Scalia, I think, signaled that things, the dominoes were starting to fall, and the end game was almost assured. Anyway, I hate to say this. As I've said, there never was an actual nation state of Palestine. Tragically, I don't know whether we're going to be a nation I'm not in the U.S., but intellectually, spiritually, I am. And so for me, it's another loss. And it's been a whole life of mourning. So yeah, you know, if you cannot live your life held high and enjoy every moment of it and keep your loved ones close, then life really is not worth living. We weren't just put
it
here
is,
to
right.
breed
exactly.
like common insects. We're not, even bacteria probably have a better, more fulfilling life.
So, yeah, I agree.
Those who say that, going back to, was it Patrick Henry who said, give me life or give me death, we cannot let...
Give me liberty.
We should not let...
Give me liberty or give me death.
Give me liberty or give me death, but... Life is liberty. I mean, without liberty, you're not really alive. So to me,
that's
it's
right.
almost.
I'm hoping these mask people, these mask holes, finally learn and understand that. How long are you going to keep the mask on? If they tell you to leave it on forever, I mean, are you okay with that? I don't know.
Well,
strange.
People are incredibly compliant. They're too passive. They're too complacent. And usually
yes,
they, when they recognize that it's time to stand up and be a human, it's a little late. I just hope it's not too late.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think it's too late yet for the U.S. because there are a lot of courageous people. And the wonderful thing is you do have weaponry and the ability to use it. And now whether it'll stand up against what the new technology that they can use. I mean, they can use microwaves from a distance and make a person completely inactive. So that's the problem. You can be paralyzed by technology before you even get to use your weaponry. That's what's so terrifying.
Right. It's true.
So I don't know, but I just pray that all this certainly ends better than it seems to be at this point.
Yeah.
So, thanks for the.
You know, I saw a movie. I can't remember the movie. What it was called. It was Jeff Bridges was in it, and it was a sailing school ship. I'm trying to remember the name of it. White Squall, and there was a young kid there that he had a nightmare in the bunk above the other kid, and the kid woke him up. Says you were having a nightmare, and he said, "This is what I do when I have nightmares. I say 1, 2, 3, wake up. 1, 2, 3, wake up." And he says, that's all you do, and then you wake up, and you're okay. I kind of feel in that situation, you know, I'm in a nightmare, and I just say, 1, 2, 3, wake up, and I'll be back to a normal Steve. But no, we're still in this nightmare. We're still in this Twilight Zone episode.
My whole life really has been much of a nightmare. There were brief periods where I had moments of joy and pleasure, and that's primarily when I was in the U.S. And I thought it was over. I thought the nightmare would end and I could end my life with a little bit of happiness, but it doesn't seem that's going to be the case. Anyway.
Layla, I need to move on. I got another call. I got to keep moving on. I appreciate your call. Nice to hear from you. Ken in New York, you're on.
Hi, Steve. You mentioned something before about the virus disappearing. At work today, we got a couple stories that or the plan is to go back into full operation in March. Right now we're on kind of a skeleton operation.
So you're saying the COVID story is going to disappear by March?
No, but I'm just saying that if we've been on a skeleton crew where we're not we're only working a couple hours a day.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And they're talking about going back to full operations with the day habs and all of that kind of stuff. And
we'll see.
Every time somebody tests positive, it throws the whole operation into a tailspin. They got to close it
sure
up.
Sure does. Sure
somebody
does.
Must, you know,
you know I'm kind of getting tired. Ken, I'm kind of getting tired of the media running with these stories of cases, state cases, state cases. It's to me, it's not a case until somebody is symptomatic and has serious, serious symptoms, compromising symptoms. And other than that, you've got the flu and you've got the body aches, and that's not deadly, okay? Little fever's not going to kill you. But they keep playing up these stories of positive cases as if they're all very symptomatic, and that's a big mistake. That's a big hype, fear propaganda hype there for you, because this thing is beatable. Most people are going to do fine against this, as they'll do fine against the regular seasonal flu. By the way, the seasonal flu, the CDC has already admitted they will not count the seasonal flu this year. I can only assume they're going to be counting it, but then heaping it on the pile of COVID-19 to get those numbers back up again and use it for maybe another lockdown. I don't know what they have planned, but they're simply not going to count the seasonal flu this year.
Well, one other thing that I mentioned, I think I mentioned it yesterday on other shows later, but we got a memo where we offered $100 to take the shot, but you get the $100 after you take the second shot. And so far, even the people that I never thought were conspiracy theorists, nobody wants to take it.
No.
And I said,
do you know what I would say if somebody
so
said,
cheap.
Do you know what I would say if,
I said,
you know, Ken, what I would say if somebody came to me, the state came to me and offered me $100 to take the vaccine, I'd say, I'll tell you what, you go back to the man, I'm not even considering it, but you go back to the pharmaceutical and tell them that the blanket immunity for litigation against them for a faulty product and harm and damage is off the table, and we could sue them. Then I might consider it, but I'm not going to consider it anyway because I know it's a fraud. But $100, well, you can't buy me with $100. I mean, come on.
I know. Mama said never to give it away for nothing. But
that's right.
I said
Mama's
I would
right.
take it on one condition, that I get the salt water shot that the upper management would get.
That's. I want the normal saline version, yes.
Yeah, I want the normal saline version.
By the way, I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, they were selling the vaccine. They were selling the vaccine, Ken. If you take the vaccine, we can get back to normal. If we get a good percentage of people, we can get back to normal. And then later they come back and say, well, you know, you can get the vaccine, but you can actually still get it. So you're not going back to normal. You're still going to keep social distancing. You're still going to keep the mask on. So, I mean, how much more of a scam do you have to recognize before you finally say, I'm not playing the game anymore. I'm done with this game.
Well, think about this for a second. Clients that are disabled don't have to wear the mask. They just won't keep them on. You've seen these people, right? I mean, they just won't,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They don't even want to keep hats on. They don't want to keep coats on.
No.
So we have to wear masks, but they don't. And I always keep my nose out of it. I keep it under my mouth most of the trip.
Well, the old guy says, I didn't have a mask, so I used my Depends. My Depends is my mask right now.
All right.
So I'm sitting in some. I'm soiling myself in my regular pants because my mask is my Depends. There you go.
Good night.
There you go. Appreciate it, Bob in North Carolina. You're on the show.
Yeah, hello. I think this was the classic let it happen on purpose. But you know, my question is, guys like Alex Jones are always saying, I don't know what's going to happen, but if you want to fight, you got one. Well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, because that's ridiculous. Look at the end game. How many people got arrested? How many people in jail? The thing completely.
Hey, hold on a second. Hey, are you on a speakerphone, Bob?
Earphone. Hold on here.
Yeah, I can't hardly hear you. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. I said this is one of the most classic lie hops I've ever seen. And it was almost like a bait card entrapment on a large scale for the blind patriot. The unsophisticated thinking of going there and thinking you're going to make a change when there's so much agitprop. All the talk show hosts talk about these kind of things. It's been
I mean, the strategic planning, and then you got Alex Jones out there on bullhorn saying, let's go, these frogs, let's pull them out. And everybody's following him, and many talk show hosts around the country are saying, let's go down there, let's pull them out. Well, it doesn't work that way. You know, the Federal Election Commission has been understaffed. They couldn't form a quorum since 2017, 2018. This is a failure of the Republican Senate and Donald Trump himself. He thought that he could skate through. Honestly, he's going to be fine. But the rest of the so-called patriots who were like a cult member and went along with all of this, now look at them being entrapped. And listen to me. The FBI is listening to your station. You got a guy calling in saying he wants to be a sniper. They're going to shut you guys down so soon? Alex Jones is
going to
be gone also.
No, hey, did you hear me? Did you hear me? Did you hear me praise him for that? I told him that. I said, no, don't do something stupid.
Well, what did they think was going to happen when you get down there?
I can't stop somebody for calling this show here and saying they're going to do something stupid. I can't stop that.
No, I'm not going to condone it.
I'm not going to condone it. What I say is we may have a revolution here. That's possible. But I'm not calling to execute anybody, assassinate anybody. I'm not calling for that at all. I want to be left alone, just like this person said. Okay. He wants to be left alone also.
Right, but I hear nothing but tough guy bravado with the Christian Premier to cover it up. And all basically the tip of the spear is now has the patriot blood on it. This is hoisting with your own petard. It makes no sense. It is too late to take action. Just like you said, you're going to triage someone later. Well, prior to that, you tell the guy, hey, don't jump off the fence. This is what has happened. It was a fool's errand that everyone, all patriots have been sent out on, just like the QAnon stuff. It is a fool's errand, and you have been played and vacated so long that it's ridiculous. And now what's going to happen is we are going to lose our First and Second Amendments. We're going to lose our Bill of Rights because of these stupid followers in this country. And look, I was in the service. I'm in the military. I've been serving my government for a long time. And we try to make a change from the inside. But you can't fight a giant, and these people are the giant. It is a global thing. And people saying they're going to get their guns, they're going to shoot them. This is ridiculous. They're going
to... Yeah, we lost him. Okay, move on here. I don't know. He went off on a rant there. I guess we're just supposed to lay our weapons down, firearms down. You know what? Matter of fact, forget about locking your front door. Just leave it wide open or just leave it unlocked. Let anybody enter if they want to. That's kind of sound like where Bob's going. We shouldn't defend our rights. We shouldn't defend ourselves. There is no Second Amendment. We should just forget it. Give it up. If you give up the Second Amendment, let's give up the first while you're at it too. What the heck? Let's just shred the Constitution. We don't need it. You won't have it under communism, by the way. We still got a chance to save ourselves. I think that's what that caller was talking about a couple callers earlier. You took it out of context there. Back to the phones here. Eric, the Freedom Screamer.
Thank you, Steve. If you've already reported on this, forgive me and just go ahead and jump in. Did you know the CDC has a new acronym called PIC, and I'm looking at the CDC. It says COVID View, a weekly surveillance. The percentage of deaths due to PIC has been increasing since the beginning of October.
Yes.
And has exceeded the percentage of deaths due to PIC observed during the summer peak. You know what PIC is? Pneumonia, influenza, and COVID are all being lumped together. Pneumonia, flu, and coronavirus are all being grouped into the COVID situation. And so that's how they're getting this scam to continue. Flu didn't go anywhere. It just got lumped together with COVID, and it's called PIC. You can check it out. It says it right here on their website.
I did hear that, but I did see the CDC say they weren't going to count, and they gave some lame excuse for it. And I just theorized that they would just, you know, flu's going to be here, yeah. And they'll simply count it as COVID. Because they need the COVID. The COVID is the reason for the shutdowns. They can't shut it down for the seasonal flu. They need the COVID numbers to be up, the fear to be up for COVID. And that's why they released the new strain, or at least told us there was a new strain, that it was more infectious and more contagious. That is to drum up and hype up the fear. They're not done destroying this economy. They're not done stealing the wealth of this nation. Thank you for your call, Eric. I got to get back to other calls. Appreciate your call. Short commercial break. Steve Elkin sitting for John Stadmiller. This is the National Intel Report.
We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Lines, if you have the minutes, 512-248-8252. If you don't, we'll pay for the call. 1-800-313-9443. Back to the phone lines here. Curtis in Tennessee. Did we lose Curtis in Tennessee?
Oh, no, I'm here. I was on hold for quite a while. Is this Mike Rivero?
No, this is Steve Elkins, sitting in for John Stadmiller.
Oh, okay. I must have got the wrong show. Look, I just wanted to pass along to your listeners that there's a YouTube video that just came up that might be interesting. I don't think that this poor lady was shot by the Metro D.C. police. It looks like it's an older white guy in a suit. And you can find this whole Armor of God is the channel, or James Red Pills America. And he ducks out of a doorway and cranks off a round at close range. Looks like he's trying to, like, make a headshot. Not like the police train. There's police behind the woman. You know, not like the police train for, a crossfire situation. And she apparently didn't present any imminent threat of death or serious bodily injury. So I'm assuming this guy was probably working in his office or security there on the inside.
Yeah, I just got a message here from Michael Bord out there, and he's saying he posted that on RBN. It's the latest post. So if you want to go to the RBN website, republicbroadcasting.org, the video was posted right there.
Oh, okay. Super. Also, okay. If you got a minute, when I was trying to find people to catch the bus with me to attend the protest, a lot of them said that they didn't want to bother going to D.C. unless they could bring their guns. And, on the bus back, about half the people said, well, they're not going back to D.C. unless they can bring their guns. So there's a lot of people that are really angry. You know, they want to go in to the Capitol building and throw the bums out. And there seems to be no possibility at the ballot box. It's just food for thought. I don't know what direction it's headed, but seems pretty dangerous.
Yeah, it is. Appreciate your call, Curtis. Thank you very much. Before I go to my next call there in Texas, I pointed out, I thought about the, I watched the video. I watched the people climbing the wall there, and I started thinking to myself, this was allowed to happen. This was very purposeful, no doubt about it. We saw the videos later on that Antifa was allowed to give an escort in, and this whole thing was very much planned out by the D.C. mayor. What's her name? Bowser. She planned this, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. They had to make Trump look bad. They had to make Trump supporters look bad. They needed some violence. They needed those other state representatives to change their mind, whether to accept or object to the Electoral College votes. They did this on purpose, so purposeful, no doubt about it. But what I noticed was, it was interesting, the climbing the wall. You know, the big rope hanging down and you climb the wall. Well, I've seen enough pirate movies in my day as a kid to know the pirate trying to climb on the ship never gets to the top because they usually cut the rope or they make sure somehow they push them down. But how is that they just kept coming up the rope, climbing up the rope to get to the top balcony there? Again, pirate movies, not possible unless you allow it. This was allowed. This was all purposeful. You might say this was a false flag. And Antifa was posing as Trump supporters in order to make the real Trump supporters, the Patriots, look bad. Okay, we go back to the phones here, and we're going to pick up Pat in Fort Worth.
Hey, Steve. Oh.
Hello.
Can you hear me? I have my own personal experience with the Capitol Police up there. I told my rep that I just quoted a scripture to her because she left her office and we had a tornado downtown right away. And she left the Pentagon and something hit it and blew it up. I said, the Bible says surely goodness and mercy will follow them that are right with God. And she called the Capitol Police on me and they called me and they said, this is Sergeant Lip Pay. I said, that's interesting. And we have a report that you threatened representing so-and-so. I said, no, I didn't threaten her. I just told her what the Bible said about what she must be doing something wrong here, all that's going on. And and they said, you'll be getting a letter. I said, I sure hope I do. I won't see this in writing. So I called the secretary, and she said, well, she says you're not in her district. She said, what is the last four numbers on your zip code? I told her. She said, yep, you're in the district. I said, isn't that sad? They don't even know their own district, you know? And next thing you know, the Capitol Police emptied the whole Capitol because they failed. They let a gun go through the metal detector and didn't notice it. And so everybody's standing outside. And it turned out that somebody there put a plastic gun on it because they were going to a Halloween party.
Okay. Pat, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Break time. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back. Go back to the phones here. Melissa in Maryland, you're on the show.
My volume, just a moment, please. Okay, let me adjust my volume. I'll be right with you.
Okay.
Hi there. Good evening. Okay. This is my question for you. I'm not trying to make you repeat yourself five times, but it seems like I'd like to see Mr. Stadtmiller get a worthwhile effort out of what he's put into it. So it seems to me that that's a lot of effort to make just for one day in Washington, D.C. and back. But anyway, this is my question for you. In other words, you know, I don't know how long everybody who traveled to D.C. plans on staying there is what I'm getting at. I don't know what else is planned besides what happened yesterday. But let me just point out to you, and if you have not already made this point, that I was just shocked and floored that we had, maybe you know the number, maybe you have the count, but we had at least one state that was objected to by a U.S. House member with no supporting or sustaining U.S. Senate objection. And I'd like, you know, I would like it to be documented how many states did not have U.S. Senate objection to them. And it seems to me that we need to keep track of that at election time, because what's the big deal to sustaining or objecting at the U.S. House? You know, that happened at least twice, didn't it? That a House member objected and there wasn't a U.S. Senate reinforcement. Explain to me what the big deal is about supporting a House member that would like to do that, even though it will go nowhere. What's the big deal about supporting that? Do you have an explanation for that? Why the hell that didn't happen?
Which bill are you talking about here? Which one?
Well, I'm talking about when the roll call of states was done to accept the electoral count, there were a few attempts made to reject the electoral count in the different states, but right. Not all of them were condoned by the U.S. Senate. There were some of them in which an objection was raised, but because they didn't have a U.S. Senate cooperation, they couldn't do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. I do. I was kind of confused at that, too. They both went in their chambers. The House goes in their chambers. The Senate goes in their chambers. And for some reason, I guess they're supposed to come back out and said, well, we're on the same page. And if we're not on the same page, I think that's where Mike Pence came in. But, you know, let's be honest about this. The voting, you talk about voting in the next primaries and everything else in the future. If you have the same corrupt,
I guess I'd like a good enough reason why Mike Lee wasn't available to sustain the objection. What's the good reason why Marsha Blackburn wasn't available to sustain the objection, et cetera, et cetera? With, you know, I mean, it's not.
I don't know.
It's not going on record for a futile matter. What that is all about is let's try to agree with what we agree on. You know, you do me a favor, I do you a favor. What's the big deal about debating something for 2 hours? That was absurd that those objections were made with no U.S. Senate to sustain them. That is absurd.
Well, I think, to be honest with you, I was concerned on both sides. I saw people flip that I thought would never flip. And
okay.
The rule of law, for some reason, there was no rule of law anymore. So there was certainly a lot of blackmailing going on. Something was very fishy that people had just turned their back and said, I don't want any part of this. And I saw Mike Pence's body language days before. And if you noticed the day before in speeches, Donald Trump was putting Mike Pence on the hot seat. He did that for a purpose. He was pushing him to do the right thing. Mike Pence is a great guy. He's a good guy. He's going to do the right thing. He was making it very uncomfortable for Mike Pence to really go against him and not accept those ballots. And he didn't, and he failed him anyway. So it didn't really matter.
Okay. Well, you know, okay. Well, we don't have to thoroughly discuss that now. It's probably too late for them to break up with each other. But you know, that's another matter altogether. I understand what you're saying. It's betrayal, and it's you know, not loyalty. I do follow what you're what you're
Oh, there's some serious character flaws going on here. I mean, can you understand why, you know, Donald Trump put in Amy Coney Barrett for a reason? He figured that this thing may be cheating. You know, there'd be some cheating and some voter fraud. This may end up in the Supreme Court. What is the Supreme Court? The people you put in to help to go by the rule of law, to challenge something, turn their back on you?
Well,
it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I do want...
Embarrassing.
I wonder what the rule. I wonder what the rules have to say about... you know, in the middle of your term, being able to divorce your VP. So that will have to be looked into. And this is a perfectly legitimate reason to do such a thing. So, okay.
All right. Appreciate your call. I need to move on here. Ron in Florida. You're on the show. Hey, Ron. We lost Ron, my good friend. Oh, is he? He does that once in a while. Ron, if you hear me, get to another phone. Well, you know, I started thinking about, you know, we had on the other side of the coin there, the lunatics on the left, the Trump derangement syndrome. And I wonder, John says is about 1.5 million people there at the D.C. rally. I think it was higher than that. We'll find out some real numbers. Maybe somebody will do an aerial shot. It was interesting that Fox News was told to turn their cameras around and point to the very, very far as the crowd goes, and they refused to do so. It was actually a box screen type picture, and I started thinking at the very beginning, geez, there's nobody there, and they're talking about just thousands of people here. Well, thousands are thousands, but hundreds of thousands and close to a million or more is a big, big difference from a thousands. And I knew as soon as that they would not turn the camera, and I said before they didn't turn the camera, if they wanted to embarrass Trump, they would point back that camera and say, look, there's nobody there. And they wouldn't do so. They took every advantage they can to make Donald Trump look bad and to say nobody came out, nobody supported him on this Stop the Steal vote. But they wouldn't turn those cameras. Fox would not turn those cameras. That was the last of the, supposedly conservative mainstream media outlets there. They're history. They're toast. I won't even check in to see what's going on anymore. They are toast. They're over. They've shown their true side here. They've shown their liberal side. They've been bought off. Hannity's bought off. Tucker's bought off. Laura Ingraham's bought off. If they're not bought off, then they'll resign the network and go somewhere else where they actually can speak the truth. But if they stay and take the paycheck, they've been bought off. Going back to the phones, John and Rancho Cucamonga.
Hey, hello. How you doing, Steve?
Good, good.
Hello?
I love saying that.
Good, good.
I love saying that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm the same way, too.
You hear that all the time, though.
That's right. Yeah, anyway. You know, one thing that I'm, as far as listening, not just to you and other people on RBN all day today, and I had my computer in the shop for the last 3 days, so I missed out on a lot of things here, but even last week...
Well, make sure you pick it up. Don't leave it behind like Hunter did, okay?
Thanks for the tip, Steve.
Okay.
Anyway, This Texas congressman from the 1st District of Texas, his name is Louis Gohmert. You run across that name? He's the guy that filed the lawsuit against Mike Pence in federal district court, and he wanted a federal judge to make a decision in regard to the lawsuit. And it was what he outlined is, and it's just an outline. It doesn't go into all the details. I can't seem to get copies of the actual complaint papers, but apparently the seven battleground states, the state legislatures, each submitted two slates of electoral college votes, one for Trump and one for Joe Biden. Now, that's something that's just not talked about at all, and Trump alluded to it when he tweeted to Pence that he wants Pence to make the right choice. But Pence, but I don't think most people know that there were no other states submitted two different sets of Electoral College votes. That's my point. I didn't realize that until last week.
I can't get any
response from Louis Gohmert because, you know, he's too busy with his own constituents in the great Lone Star State, and he doesn't have time for, you know, me in the left coast state of California to respond. So I just thought I'd leave that with you. It does seem to solidify that a decision had to be made, you know. So, and in view of all of the fraud, I guess the other side of this equation is that, you know, with all these lawsuits, what were there, 40 or 50 in the last couple of months in the lower courts?
Yeah, something
courts?
Like that. Yeah, something yeah. like that. Yeah.
And they all, and people, I see people on a day-to-day basis at various watering holes that I stop into in the evening, and they all claim, you know, people tell me, I know they're Democrats, and I know they're pro-Biden and pro-abortion and everything else, but they say, well, the courts have all decided that there's no evidence to show that. So I'm hearing this so often, and I'm wondering, did the people who were filing the lawsuits, either Giuliani or the other woman who was filing on her own, did they include evidence, or they just talk about the evidence without providing the proof as part of the complaint? Because that's really
that's what I wondered, though. I had the same question. I thought, you know, Sidney Powell is supposed to be this.
She's
supposed to be
really
this
smart,
rock hard kind of attorney, and I have no clue with Release the Kraken, and it went nowhere.
Unless the system
was so rigged and everybody was in place that was corrupt and you couldn't even get to the courts, and that's what it looked like it happened here.
The
most bizarre thing I think I've ever seen is that you actually have visual proof, you have lots of proof, and nobody wants to see it, nobody wants to look at it. Amazing.
And hundreds, the number was hundreds, or I don't know if it was thousands, but a lot of sworn affidavits.
And
to me, that's evidence. You know, hey, my name's Joe Blow, and I saw this.
It is some serious stuff to look at, and they didn't want to look at it.
So
you were witness. You were the witness to the most successful election fraud coup ever in history. You were a witness to it.
That's the way it's turning out. And on top of that, there's no real proof that evidence was submitted with the complaint. Maybe they didn't want the people whose names were on the affidavits or whoever is involved to get approached, you know, with a bribe or something. Maybe that's it. But I'm just guessing. I don't know that, you know.
I don't know.
But how do you go into court and not have any file a complaint in court and there not be any evidence with what your complaint ascertains, you know? Anyway, that's all I got, Steve. Thank you very much.
All right, John. Thank you. Appreciate it. Ron, we got Ron back. Ron in Florida. Hey, Ron. Ron? What the heck? Okay. Ron in Florida dropped on me twice. Fred in Iowa, you're on the show.
Yeah, hi, Steve. I strive every day of my life to live a righteous life as a Protestant Christian. So, with that belief and that faith, I try to control my anger that it doesn't go into hatred and love my neighbor as myself. So this is not an indictment against one church, but Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Pence, and the nominated justices to the Supreme Court, the two, seven of the Supreme Court judges are Roman, papacy, Catholics. There is not one Protestant in the bunch. There is numerous Jesuit believers in the Senate and in our Congress. So That should tell you a lot. And I don't know if you understand this, Steve. You're doing a fine job. But please consider it, and the listeners too. Let's try to save as many people as we can. Thank you, and bye.
Appreciate it. I like that idea. The problem I find that most of these people that, you know, they talk about religion, they're good Christians, and they're really not. That's just it's a status. You know, somebody wearing a cross doesn't mean they're a Christian, or they're trying to portray that they're a good Christian. And I think, to be honest with you, what I see the evil coming out of Congress, either Senate or the House itself, I see a lot of evil there. So I don't think they are Christians. Anything, they're probably atheists, and understanding that there's no consequences for the evil things that they do in this lifetime. We're asking atheists and heathens to act Christian-like, and that's not going to happen, unfortunately. Short commercial break. I got another call here. Mitchell in Memphis, you're next up.
It is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound?
All right, back to the phones here. We'll make Mitchell in Memphis my last caller tonight. Welcome, Mitchell.
Hey, what's going on, Steve? Listen, I wanted to read something to you.
3 minutes. Go for it.
I'll try. I'll try to go fast. I'll come and read something. Okay. A legitimate government is the one which is elected by the people of the country during elections which are held in a free and fair manner. We didn't have that. Half the country says we didn't have that. Do you agree?
Okay. I agree. I concur.
Okay, another thing. Political authority grants members of a government the right to rule over citizens using coercion if necessary, while imposing an obligation for the citizens to obey government orders. Okay, if you don't have a legitimate government, you don't have legitimate political authority. Do we agree?
We agree. Concur. I concur.
All right, I wrote down about 7 bullet points. Reasons the United States government is no longer legitimate. Number 1, violation of social contract. Number 2, failure to secure the individual inalienable rights. Number 3, no unanimous consent of the people. Number 4, racking up an odious debt, also known as illegitimate debt. Number 5, inaction regarding prior violations, Federal Reserve Act and so forth. Number 6, an invalid electoral process. And number 7, the individuals that represent the government ruling class are likely being bribed or compromised. And number 8, the individuals that represent the government ruling class are impersonating individuals with a legitimate authority when government is not legitimate and no such authority exists. These people in government, if it's not legitimate, there is no legitimate political authority. That means that these people are criminals. It's no different than impersonating a police officer.
I agree.
Okay, so they're impersonating people that do not have authority, so they're not our representatives and so forth. They're basically criminals. Now, what do we do with criminals? There's a thing called a citizen's arrest. It's an arrest made by a private citizen, that is a person who is not acting or sworn law enforcement official. In common law jurisdictions, the practice dates back to blah, blah, blah. So what about a citizen's arrest campaign? Would that be a solution to arresting criminals? Who are the people
the citizen's arrest is where you actually visibly see somebody break the law. Mitchell, when you visibly see somebody break the law, you have the ability to call for a citizen's arrest and detain them. Well, not really a forceful detain, but you can detain them.
Are these criminals?
Now, you're talking about politicians for not doing their job being detained. That's a little bit different than a visual breaking the law.
Well, I know that. Well, let's look at it like this. You had it. I'm not advocating anything. I'm just talking to Steve Elkins. You had 1 million people or so, let's say, yesterday. What if you broke that into groups of 10? That would give you 100,000 groups of 10. And when a police officer arrests somebody, is that kidnapping? That's a question for you, Steve.
No.
Is the police officer kidnapping?
If a police officer arrests you. It's not kidnapping
if
you're under arrest for a crime.
Okay, so if you have pods of 10 people all over the country, that gives you 100,000 pods or squads, citizens arrest squads, that means that they're not arresting. I mean, they're not kidnapping. They just say, hey, XYZ politician, whatever's coming out of the grocery store, come with us. It doesn't have to be violent unless they want to be violent.
Well, Mitchell, you still got the problem.
Trial. How about a new Nuremberg trial?
Well, hold on. You're talking about the crooked judicial system here. Did we not see the courts say you don't have standing?
We're going to do arbitration. We the people are going to arbitrate. They're not going to be the judges.
All right. Hey, Mitchell, thank you for your call. A little late getting in, but I appreciate your call anyway. All right, people, I will see you back on the airwaves on my show Sunday, Off the Beaten Path, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Health, happiness, and safe travels. Try to put a smile on your face. I am doing the same. We will talk again. Good night. We must take the medical bed.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. 888-910-1037 or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.